new sugya, but it definitely is a new sugya, but it's a continuation of the previous sugya in the sense that everything we're trying to figure out is really revolving around one possible yafus. We're trying to figure out what is the source for Kedusha Shtar. The Gemara opens up in him in Aleph, will be nine chapter Shtar. So we all know what the final answer to that question is going to be. The final answer is going to be we derive it from get, via Tzavahis, etc., but we're long away from getting to that point. So the Gemara started off a couple of days ago, this Kal V'Chaymer, and we're going to learn it out from Kesef. My Kesef that can't be Maitzi, it can't be Megarish, a woman with Kesef, but you can marry a woman with Kesef, that we already established on Dalet Amud Beis, that we already have Gzeirah Shavah, Kikach, etc. So Kal V'Chaymer, Madach Kesef that can't create Gerishin, can create Kedushin, a star that can create Gerushin, how much more so should be able to affect Kedushin. That was a Kavachim. Not to be a Kavachim, on the scale of Kavachim, it's pretty good Kavachim. The Gemara says, Nebuch, we have a problem with this Kavachim. There's one din that throws a monkey wrench into this Kavachim. One din out from left field, Ma'al, a Kesef, she'kein, pay the Behekta Shemai Sashani, Toma Bishtar, she'ein, pay the Behekta Shemai Sashani. Baruch Hashem that we had this Kavachomer, because if we wouldn't have had this Kavachomer, we wouldn't have had this Pircha. We wouldn't have had what to talk about for the first half of the week. So we had so many Torahs and Rashis and Rashbas and Tinyanim and Pidyanis and Rebbechon, so much Torah. All of us, one refutation of the Kavachomer. And at the end of the day, isn't even going to stand. So Malik Kassav Shekin, Paydebo Hektimashin, Tobi Shtashi, Paydebo Hektimashin. So if you just read the Gemara, it's clear that that was a valid refutation. Right? It was a pretty good refutation. And in fact, the Gemara finally concluded that the Piruch was such a strong, such a solid Pirucha, that Enoch and Amu forget throughout the Kavachemis, find the Hekish, and move on to learn the next Sugya. So if you just read the Gemara Kipshuto, you would think that we've heard enough already about Malik Kesser, she came back to Mazasheni. It's all done, finished, it's history. So almost where the Gemara ends, Tosis picks up. And Tosis, you know, I'm not so sure that this Malik Kesef Shekein Paydim Hektish Meis Hasheni is such an unbelievable pircha. Now, again, Tosis is not talking about pigeons and kinyans or Reb Chaim. That was yesterday. Tosis is just isolating this one pircha. Kesef Paydim Shtar Ein Paydim. And therefore, the Kavachim is always Kavachim. Says Tosis, what if I could use my imagination? I can use my teradir creativity, and I'll find you a case of kesef kiddushin that happens to be impossible to be paid the boy by hektish. Isolate you. Okay, I got to work hard. I got all of the erichin and the chayrus. I got a lot of work to do. But I'm going to find you a case which is going to be kesef, and therefore it's going to work for kiddushin. But it's for some quirk of a quirk. It's going to be Ein Paydin. That sounds like a real quirk, because we're not the Kesef Kamal. Sounds like, well, if it's Kesef, it's good for Pidyon. But if I can dig you up a case that's good for Kedushin, no good for Pidyon, then you can no longer use the refutation for me. And once the refutation of the Kavachomer is no longer valid, then the Kavachomer stands, and then there's no need for a Pasuk V'yotzev HaHoysa. Wow. You need a Tosis for that. It takes 20 minutes just to figure out what Tosis is trying to accomplish. But that's what Tosis is trying to accomplish. It's really very simple. They're very simply trying to throw the pircha, or trying to derail the pircha, and the method that they're going to use to derail the pircha is to find a one quirk of a crazy, wild scenario of kedusha kesef that works, which happens to be, for some strange reason, idiosyncrasy, ain't paid the mahekdesh to Master Shani. That's Tosis's goal. We're just missing one thing. What are we missing? We're missing the case. We got to find the case. We got to really work on. So Baruch Hashem, Tosis doesn't disappoint us, and Tosis dug up the case. Listen to the case that Tosis says. In the middle of the Tosis, she can't pay it. Fiyam Tosis, it's the second of Tosis. V'nei b'kavachem mikakos she'enu motzias afilu hachim achnisais perish adam yochel kadishu b'karka v'enu miskereshes b'karka v'hosam leke l'mech she'enu pay it b'hektish. Wow. What is Tosis? Tosis says, I found it. It's called Kiddushe Kesef Bekarka. Oh, if you're Bekadish Anisha with a piece of land, you say Arun Kadesh, then you transfer ownership to her on the land. So it's Koine, Everybody knows you could use that for Kedushin, not even a Shaila, right? Everybody knows that. So I should see immediate penalty markers on the play. There should be like four flags out on this play. No, who's going to stop? Who's going to stop places dead in the tracks? Balayitur. The Rishonim who said that the whole thing, I'm sorry, but Mechilas Kavet Taisvus, the Rishonim way back to the second Sugah of the year, or one of those early Sugahs in the year, that say, Mekadesh Bekarka, Beketzav Edom Kudeshus. You can't be Mekadesh Yishu with Kedushay Kesef with Karka. After all, where else do we know that Karka is not acceptable? For what? For what? Let's say Chazor back to the second Sugya. You can't be Megarish a woman with Karka. You can't write a Shtar on Mechubla Karka. So half the Rishonim, half the Rishonim, okay, one Rishonim. The Balita said, the justice, you can't be Megarish and Isha with a Shtar on Karka. You can't be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef Karka either. How did the Baal learn the comparison between Get and Kedushin? What was the comparison? It was between all methods of Get and all methods of what? Of Kedushin, right? So according to the Baal Hitler, this wouldn't even get off the ground. The Taisa said wouldn't even get started. Right? L'chora. We have a definite L'chora that according to the Baal Itar, what Tosas just said would be a non-starter. Am I right? Tosas presented, this is the refutation of the refutation. Tosas says, Kedusha Kesef, which works Bekarka. So the Baal Itar says, no, it doesn't. Who knows what I'm driving at?
Maybe it works, it's just not like maybe it's college.
No. There's a lot of tires on that. I hope that's here. I want to know, is this Taisus absolutely against Baal Itar or not? What led the Baal Itar to that strange conclusion? He can't be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef of Mechubar? What was the marker for that Baal Itar? Why would you say such a wild thing? The Yotz of Ahoysa, right? He learned that from Get. And unlike the Rashi and everybody else who said that the Yotz of Ahoysa is only going on what? On Kiddushay what? Kedusha Shtar, the Baal Itar said it's going even on Kedusha Kesef. Unlike the Shetar Rashba that said it's not even going on Kedusha Shtar. That was read in the Yotzim in the Klal. So the Machlekes, the Baal Itar and everybody else was, is the Drash of Yotzim HaYisah going only on Shtar, even on Kesef Kedushin? No, finish up my thoughts. The Gemara doesn't know Yotzim HaYisah yet. That's exactly where we're pre-Maisa Bereishis over here. We're before the Yotzev Haisa. If the Gemara knew the Yotzev Haisa, we wouldn't be, I don't want to say wasting our time, but we wouldn't be spending our time on Kavachemiz and Maisa Luch and Pirchas. We wouldn't have spent 3 days talking about Pidyon Maisa Sheini. The Gemara hasn't discovered America yet. The Gemara is talking in the world before we have the Hekesh. What would the Din have been? What would the Torah have looked like pre the Yotzev Haisa? You can turn around and ask me a question of the Yotzev Haisa to a world that doesn't exist yet. That's no good. That's like, Ms. Dalton, I need your help on this one. Some legal thing about you can't hold somebody. Can't punish somebody for a law that hasn't taken effect yet. What's it called? Ex post facto, something or other like that, right? No. Right, that's what I mean. So let's say Lamaisa, if today the speed limit in America is 65, and I'm driving 60, and they change the speed limit to 55, they can't give me a ticket, right? Good. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem Kimanti. So you can't ask Akasha. Right? No, I didn't say it was. But I drive on Route 4, so the other speed limit is 2 in the morning. You can't get much faster than that. So Rabbi said, you can't ask a kasha and say, oh, the Taisus, what would the Baal Itar do with this? The Baal Itar was talking post the Yotzev HaYisah, it's pre the Yotzev HaYisah. But, very good, okay, good. So we're for Baal Itar, against Baal Itar, I'm not sure. So Taisus is presenting a refutation of the refutation, and they're taking this very, very seriously, this refutation of the refutation, and they dump up a case of Kedusha Kesef Bekarka, which everybody knows Kedusha Kesef Bekarka is what? You can't be paid there. Hekdesh Maaseh Sheini Bekarka. Why? Because that's the din. Because one of the things that's necessary to be paid Hekdesh Maaseh Sheini, it has to be Gufa Mama and those kinds of things. It can't be Karka, can't be Avad Rishon, etc. There are many, many limitations on Pidyon Hekdesh, like Pidyon Aben. Can't be paid the Aben with Karka. We said this. Can't be paid the Hekdesh with Karka, etc. So Taisus has isolated the case Kedusha Kesef Bekarka, which is also Ein Poydin, and this can serve as the refutation of the refutation. Now, between you and me, are we convinced that tells this whole style in the sugya is correct. I mean, I don't mean that in a chutzpahdik way, but are we convinced that what Tosis is trying to accomplish is real legitimate? Tosis is destroying the refutation, the refuting of the Kal v'Chomer, because they dug up 1 in 4 billion cases where I could find you a case of Kedusha Kesef that's not needed to be put to Hekdesh for. Could one argue 3 magic words against Tosis? 2 but irrelevant. So good. Ishkoyach to the Helig of Tosis, they found me a case. But come on. Kal v'Chomers don't work that way. Kal v'Chomers work, but comparing Kesef and Shtar, 99.99% of the time, Kesef can be used to be paid to be Hekdesh, and 100% of the time, Shtar can't be used. So for the purposes of Kal v'Chomers, for the purposes of hierarchies, for the purposes of wine box arrows, it doesn't really matter that you found 1 in a billion case that's the Yetzirah. We don't really care about that. We care about, is Kesef greater than Shtar, or Shtar greater than Kesef? That is determined by the norm, not by the Yotzim in the Klal. So we're not even sure that we like the direction that Tosfos is taking us in. Which Rishon questioned this Tosfos? Which Rishon wasn't even sure that Tosfos' whole approach was legitimate? Any problem with my mechanics? Tosfos Rosh, right? Was it Tosfos Rosh? Tosfos Rosh says, do you think, anyone have the papers? Did they come out yet? Oh, here we go. So comes to Tosfos Rosh and says, you know, so first of all, Zach Tezer Rosh Veshlam the Shema Nisha Niknes Bekarka. We're not so sure. Vafilu Untum Tzolam the Niknes Yeshloim Akevan to be Kayach Kesav Imis Kadeshes Shach Lemefach Shkein Paidim by Hekdeshes. In other words, I don't care that this particular quirk, you were Matzlich and you're Bekiyas and Masach Erechen and Huchas Pidgin Hekdesh and you found me a case Shein Paidim by Hekdeshes with Karka. That doesn't matter. This is a Kesef Shtar question. It's not a details of when you can or can't be paid the Hekdesh and Ma'aseh Sheni. So we're not even sure that we like Tosfos' Mahalach, but again, the Helig of Tosfos at Gezak, Machlek is Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos, okay, good. The Helig of Balei Tosfos, as appears in the Vilna Shas and the Hamad Aleph, thought this was a good approach. Let's take it to its conclusion. So Tosfos is looking for we lost track of where we're going here. We had a Kal v'Chomer. Started out with a Kal v'Chomer. Then we had a Pircha of the Kal v'Chomer. That was the Gemara's Pircha. Right? That was Shekein Poydin. Then we have the Pircha. Right? What's that? What's the Pircha of the Pircha? Like Tosfos says that what? That I'll give you a case of Karka. So now what do we expect next from Tosfos? A Pircha, the Pircha, the Pircha. And that's going to lead us back to where? If we have a pircha, the pircha, the pircha, which knocked out the pircha, then we're left with the pircha, and we need the Kal v'Chomer, and we need a pasuk. That's what's going on. Really simple. Elementary. I remember years ago, there was a get that was given here in yeshiva. And there's a minig when you give a get, that you want to make sure the get is given b'lev sholem. The husband shouldn't play any games. So in theory, what a husband could do, if it's a real nut, he could be what's called meisem odah. He can make a mold, he can tell to Adam on before he comes to give the get. This is a big joke. I'm not really giving it b'leiv shalem. I'm not giving it b'ratzon. And that could potentially throw out the question of validity of the get. So therefore the Rishonim instituted that before you give a get, he has to say in front of Adam at the time of the seder get, he says to the Beis, he says, I'm mevatel all the moldos that I may have done in the past. So then the Rishonim are bothered, but what if before he came up the elevator to give the get, maybe he said to Adam, I'm going to outsmart these dayonim, I'm going to be mevatel any of the bitul modos of the get. So we have to be one step ahead of him. So we have to say, so we have the chasin, the husband says, he's mevatel any modos, and he's mevatel any bitul of any modos that he may have said. So what are we afraid of? He may be one step ahead of us. So we change the nusach and we say, I'm mevatel the bitul, I'm mevatel the modon, any bitul of the modos, any bitul the bitul of any modos. We could spend the rest of our life, but he's always like that. So finally, Shacharach, it says the following lashon that he says he's bevatel any modon, any bitl modon, any bitl of any bitl of anything. And I always have, and what I'm saying now is always the last word, like when you start, like the last will that you start. It never happened before is bottle. So finally, after a 20-page, a description of what he's trying to do now, he says he's bevatel and shut. So I remember the time we had a get here in yeshiva. We had many get, unfortunately, in yeshiva. But one time there was a get that was being given by a fellow. The guy wasn't from Bechalal. He was on his way to India. And he agreed finally, after a lot of coaxing, he agreed that he's going to, on the way to the airport, he's going to stop off to give a guest. The guy, I've never heard of him again, on the way to catch a plane. So I remember he pulls into the yeshiva, up to the, I think on the fifth floor, first of all, and being Masada get, the guy didn't say a word, speak a word of Hebrew, nothing, Gornish. And so the RCA had the translation of the Seder HaGet. There's a lot of give and take between the Yedim and the Sefer and Dayanim and the Chosin and the husband and the wife. So everything is translated into English. So the whole line in Shulchan Aruch, Bit the Modos, is translated into English. I never forget this. This guy, I don't think he had ever seen anything Jewish in his life. I don't think he knew what was going on. It's not even clear that he even needed a get. It was a whole different question whether it was Kedusha in the first place. But the guy, Mamish, this was his introduction to Judaism. He's given a piece of paper and he's reading, I hereby nullify any nullification and any nullification of any nullification of any nullification that may have emanated from any nullification that may have nullified at one time shall hereby be nullified for the future of all nullifications. You gotta wonder what he thought about about us. Okay. Anyway, so that's what Tosfos is telling us down this path also. So we're trying to have a pircha, the pircha, the pircha, the pircha, the pircha. We're trying to bring this kavach homer. I'm not sure whether we're trying to get it alive or dead, but we're trying to accomplish. We need the next step. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you the next step. Tosfos says, karka is the bad road. You don't want to go down the route of karka. That's the last place you want to go. You know why? Because karka is really good. Karka is a super duper duper kinyan. It's so super duper 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 that it could do things that nothing else could do. That's going to throw off the whole system, the whole delicate equilibrium of this drush over here. If I could show you that karka has the ability to do something that other things can't do, once I could tell you that, so then that shows that karka is just not a good. I'm not sure what it is anymore. It's not a good pircha to pircha, and therefore the pircha is intact, etc. So I have to just show you that karka has a tremendous kayach to it, above and beyond regular kinyanim, and that's going to show me that don't use it as a pircha, and therefore the original pircha is good, and the kavachom is no good. And what that gavaldika maila, that unbelievable characteristic, that personality trait that karka has, listen to this, sisters. V'yeshlami dikul mef balakach shein kred v'talt v'nagavan tevim b'shtah. Sisters, karka could do something that nothing else could do. It's a magic touch. What's the magic touch? It can do kinyan agav. When I sell you karka, focus, I can buy metalkla and agav to karka without a maisa kinyan. That's magic. That's beyond belief. That's mamash hocus pocus. Make a kinyan and something without making a maisa kinyan. Das is the kayach, that's the secret of real estate. Das is karka. Shtar, I can't do that. If I sell you a shtar and I say, I'm selling you the shtar and I got the shtar and I want to sell you an animal, it's not garnish, gehelfa, that's garnish, that doesn't work. Agav is only kachnem ralocha to Mishnah, besides Kedushin later on. Agav means yisamatalit agav karka. So once we've identified that karka has such a magic touch to it, so therefore you can't use it anymore to offset anything, this pircha, the pircha is gone. The pircha remains intact, which is exactly what the Gemara said. If the pircha is intact, then the kavachomer is gone, and therefore this necessitates a pasuk to teach me kedusha shtar. Wow. I can't do it. Finally, Tosfos is done. Almost, but just about. For our purposes, they're done. So at the end of the day, if we follow Tosfos' line of reasoning, the only thing that was able to bring the Gemara back to life, that was able to bring the Pircha back to life, which is what we want, because that's where the Gemara ended. The only thing that ultimately refuted the Kav HaChomer by giving strength to this Pircha was the fact that in our basket, we were able to identify the Koyach of Kinyan Agav, which threw off the Pircha, which salvaged the Pircha. It's like Chagadja. Killed the Pircha, which saved the Pircha, which destroyed the Kav HaChomer. Chagadja, Chagadja. Okay? That's the flow of Tosfos. You have to go through, you have to think through the eyes, look through the eyes about the Tosfos. So the sugya doesn't end here. Comes the Rashash on this Tosfos and says, you know, I'm going to challenge Tosfos. Tosfos, you know, maybe Tosfos is right and maybe we're spending our time learning a sugya that doesn't exist. Maybe. But Tosfos like Gazok, you have to take Tosfos seriously. Says the Rashash, I'm going to find you another pircha de pircha, because again, the key for the pircha de pircha is just simply to find the kedusha kesef, which is Ein Poivin. That's the key, right? So Tosus thought they found the case of Karka, only to quickly come to the realization that you can't throw Karka into the equation because Karka has this unique koch that nothing else has, so Karka is illegal. But says Rosh Hashanah, what if I find you something else that happens not to have that quality of being covered with a kinyan arav? So therefore, the pircha is not going to be relevant. If I could somehow find you something, and now I'm looking for the following. I'm looking for a kedusha kesef, which is ain paidim by hekdesh ma'as sheni, but has to also be blessed with what? With eino osa kinyan agav. It's got to have all that. If it has those two characteristics, three characteristics, I need something that's good for kesef, ain paidim hekdeshes, but it can't be used for kinyan agav. If in theory I can find that, again, it's becoming harder and harder to find. We're looking mamish for a needle in a haystack. But we need somebody that has all three characteristics, then I can theoretically bring this pircha to pircha back into business. I can give this a tchias amazim. Don't call it karka. That's the last thing I want. Karka is going to get knocked out by the pircha to pircha to pircha. So I need a pircha to pircha, which has all three characteristics, thereby refuting this pircha, therefore bringing the kavchoy back to life, and no need for the pasuk. So the Rosh Hashanah is about to outsmart this. Okay, I need a case. It took me 20 minutes to find Tosus' case, to find out that it wasn't a valid case. Give me another case. Just reading a Tosus. Just mom is shocked with tying a Tosus. Give me the next case. Give me a case. I need. It's very simple order. I'm asking for three characteristics. It's good for kedusha kesef, ain paidu bekdeshes, and ain oisa kinyan agav. Listen to me. Give me something. Come on. Come on. Use your imagination. Doesn't Rosh didn't put the Rosh Hashanah in my records? Didn't I? Something here somewhere. What? Avodim. The never kinyani. The never kinyani is all three characteristics. Can you be mekash nisha with never kinyani? Lama lo. Why not? Kesef kedusha. Why not? Can you be paid the hekdesh for the devil kinayini? Absolutely not. You know why? Catch this one. It's almost unfair what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to cheat on this one. You know why you can't be paid the nice sheni? You can't be paid the hekdesh for the devil kinayini because you can't be paid with karak. And avadim awa? What? Avadim awa? What was the phrase? Avadim hukshu? Look at those. Avadim hukshu goes. Pasuk in Chumash. So there's no question that it ever kinyani meets the first condition. It's good for kedusha kesef. It meets the second condition of ein poidin. And guess what? You guys think it's not going to meet the third one. Why? Why do you think it's not going to meet the third one? Tell me why. I'm telling you why you think it's not going to meet the third one. Because it's mutually exclusive, but I just did. I'm cheating on you. Why? I told you that you can't be paid the hektish with it because it's what? It's karka. So if it's karka, then it should be good to do what? Agav, which would be exactly where we don't want it to end up because we're going to be right back. If we wanted something that was good with agav, then we wouldn't have crossed out karka in the first place. So it sounds like I'm mamish pulling a fast one on you. Mamish, I'm doing double talk. I'm telling you, oh, avadim is good because avadim is perfect. Avadim is the vehicle that you can't use to be paid the hektish. And but I needed to have the second condition. Ain't cutting the kidney agav. So here, Baruch Hashem, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Yud Beis saves the day. Because the Gemara Bava Kama says that even though Avadim like Karka, even though that may be true, Avadim like Karka, for kidney agav purposes, they happen not to be like Karka. Baruch Hashem, why? Why is that? Anyone know? Anyone bother looking up the Gemara Bava Kama? It wasn't on the Ramah Kermis, but it was referred to by Rishonim. Why? Shiny karka, the naidi, mi karka lo naidi. It moves. It's a movable karka. And movable karka is different from unmovable karka. So, no matter what you think about the world of avadim hukshu karkos, agav is different. So, if I sell you an avakanani, I can't say, I'm selling you an avakanani, and agav the avakanani, I'm selling you an animal a mile away. It doesn't work. The game's up. So, Baruch Hashem says to Rosh Hashanah, I found you a case. I discovered it has kedusha kesef, it's ain paidin. It's got all the characteristics. It's avodim. Let avodim be the what? I lost track again. Let avodim be the pircha. The pircha knocks out the pircha, brings the kavachor back to life. What's going on with the Gemara? Now again, the Tzitzit Rosh has been sitting here for a half hour and saying, I can't believe what I'm hearing. What are we doing in Shir? says the Tzaddik Rosh. Why are we looking for these cuckoo crazy 1 in a billion cases? It's not relevant in determining what's more chomer, what's less chomer, what's a better kid, what's a not a better kid. But again, Bechiris covered Tzaddik Rosh. Tzaddik Rosh gives up. It's like Tzaddik Rosh took us down this route. So if Tzaddik Rosh took us down the path, we're going to go down the path to the bitter end. So the Rashash says that I can outsmart Tzaddik Rosh. I'll find a case of Avadim. What does the Rashash say? He throws his hands up with passion. You know what he says? Who saw what the Rashash says? V'yesh Leimar, that maybe, this is a brisa. This is all a quote from a brisa. V'nayin shapishtar. We have no way of knowing who the author of this brisa is. Not a clue. So the Rashash, I'll take a guess. The Asik Rebbe Meir above Mitzia. The Islay Nishban Alavadim. Every kid knows Avadim Hukshel Kakos, right? For Dinim Teraisa, no question about it. There's no Shvua on Avadim, like there's no Shvua on Kakos. There's no Non Avadim, like there's no Non on Kakos. Come on, everybody learned Taf Yomi, right? Taf Nvav in Vav Metziah, right? Everyone knows that. Everybody except for who? Except for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's not true. Avadim Hukshel Kakos, even Mideraisa. Nishboin al Avadim, Yesh Anola la Avadim, Yesh Kefal la Avadim. All the Dinim Teraisa, Chiluk, Utin Kark, and Metalpin do not apply to Avadim. Avadim are like regular, plain old metalik, according to Rabbi Meir, and therefore, can you be paid the hektish with Avadim? What do you think? Absolutely. No question about it. You can be paid the hektish with Avadim. No shaila about it. Once you say that Avadim may be subject to being paid the hektish, so then we've accomplished absolutely what? Absolutely nothing. Because the original Pirach of the Gemara was Malakasef Shekin Podin Hekdeshas. So the only way for this whole story to work, the only way to have a kash in the Gemara, the only way to go down Tyson's route is we have to find something that's Kedusha Kasef with Ein Podin. So Karka, yeah, but Avadim, no. Avadim is a good method for pidgin according to Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, the Gemara couldn't have suggested Avadim. Okay, we breathe a half sigh of relief. Okay? Rasha saved us almost. But he's not done the Rashash. He says, you know what? Okay, I failed because I couldn't find something that has all three characteristics. I need something that's Kedusha Kesef with Ein Paidin with Eino Oisekin and Agav. So we had so far two choices. One was Karka. That was Tosa suggested. Karka failed because why? What knocked out it? Agav knocked out. Didn't have condition number, whatever, condition number three. Okay? So the Rashash presented a possibility of Avadim. And the Rashash says that failed because according to Rameh, it doesn't have which quality? Which characteristic? It doesn't have the characteristic of the Ein Paidin, right? So the Paidin threw it out the window. So we're 0 for 2. Alright? So we have an 0 and 2 count. And the pitch comes in, and we are hoping and praying we're going to come up with something else. We need another possibility, or else Nebuch, we have to go back to the Sugi and actually learn the rest of the Gemara. So we can't keep on the same point forever. It says the Russian left already a long time ago. He didn't even come to Shia today. He knew what was happening. But we are in Shia with the Baalei HaTosfos trying to sweat out the sugya. We're almost at the end of the game over here. I mean, it's 0-2 pitch. It's the bottom of the ninth. You know, we're down 14-0. I mean, it's just about nothing's going to change in this game. And we're still, well, we should have hope. The Gevalika thing about baseball is that it really is not over till it's over. Any other game, you know, even a football game, it's the fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, and you're down by 48, you know, points. It takes you more than 2 minutes to run up and down 100 yards. It's not going to happen. Yeah, a baseball game, in theory, you could be down to the last batter, the last pitch. You can score 14 runs. It could. I'm not saying you do, but you could. So we haven't given up hope. It ain't over. What did I say? It ain't over till what? There you go. It ain't over till the fat. There are two versions. Yogi Berra's version and then the real version. His version, it ain't over till it's over. And the other version, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. But they're both true. Nothing happened here. Huh? Really, Yogi Berra was the one that sounds smarter. It's over. It's usually the smarter ones are. Okay. So, Rabbi, no, come on. You got the Litzanus for now. Rabbi, back to. Come on. Havdo ben. Tvarim Tipshim. New Rabbi. So I'm searching. I am not willing to go under yet. I'm not willing to throw in the towel yet until I exhaust all possibilities. I am still looking for something that's good for Kedusha Kesef. Ein Paidin, Ein Isekir Nagav, Karka failed me, Avodim failed me. I got another one. What's my last shot? I'm putting all my bets on what? What? Shtachoyim shel acherim. You heard that one. Shtachoyim shel acherim. So I come to a woman, I say, you know, Harav Kadesh is with the shtachoy that Reuben owes me $100. I'm going to transfer you this note, this promissory note, this shtachoy shel acherim, and that's going to be the kesek kedushin. Does that work? What's the answer to that? And absolutely yes, with a maybe. What was the maybe? It really does work. We all know it really works. But I tell you, for sure it works. There's a quirk. What's the quirk? We spoke about a couple of days ago. There may be a fear of what? In the back of her mind, she thinks this chassid doesn't really like me too much, and he may turn around and be meichel on the way to the yichurim, be meichel the shtachayv, and then I'll end up with nothing to show. So maybe there's a lack of smichus das. So when you learn kedushin, memzayim, memches, you got to figure that yes, smichus das. Don't bother me with, you know, don't confuse the issue with facts. Don't talk about those details. I'm not interested in that right now. But fundamentally, min haTorah, assuming you can get around the smichus das issues, avadim kara shtachayv dechem works. Could you be paid the hektish with the shtachayv? I have a table that's $100 worth of hektish, and I happen to have a promissory note in my back pocket. I'm going to be paid there, the kedusha of the shulchan, onto the shtachayv shel acherim. What's the answer? That's a leitzanus. Why? The same way you came to pidyon avem with the shtachayv. Thank you for a moment. One of the preconditions for pidyon and hekdeshus and pidyon avem for that matter is it has to be davash gufa mamon. So Rabbi Sai, we're holding out. It was an 0-2 pitch, but we may get something on this one. So far, we have Kedusha Kesef, we have Ein Paidin. Now for the multi-million-dollar question, can it be used for Kinyan Agav? I'm going to sell you a Shtar Chayiv, and Agav the Shtar Chayiv, I'm going to sell you Metatlin. I'm a sugar. That doesn't work. Not even a Havman. I don't know why. Madach ever canine, he was hookish the kaki. That doesn't work. Shtachov is not hookish the kaki. There's no dirt about stars hookish the kakos. Stars are excluded from shluas and anos and kefir. Not because they're hookish the kakos, because they ain't good for a moment. It's a different deal. So Baruch Hashem Rabbi say, you won't believe it. But we're out of the dumps. We have the last pitch, and we're about to hit it over the fences. We had it. We got it. We hit the jackpot. We found the case that met all three conditions. It's Kedusha Kesef. It's Ein Paidin, and Ein Oisekin Agav. This can now become the new Pircha to Pircha, which knocks out the Pircha, which brings back the Kav HaChomer, and there's no need for a Pasuk, and we just trumped the Gemara. Not bad, huh? Look how far afield we've come. We had a Tzar Rosh who stopped us before we started. We had a Baal Yitzchak who said the whole thing is ridiculous. But we kept Tzar, so we said, no Tzar, because... Dreshash, Tosus tried Karaka, Agav bumped out Karaka. Dreshash tried Avadim, something else knocked out Avadim. Pigeon Hektish from Mayor, popped out, you know, bumped out Avadim. Shtaris is it. It's got all three conditions. There's nothing could go wrong. We have won this game, everybody say it's the ultimate comeback. Dreshash say? No. There's something that's going to undo, it's going to unravel Shtaris also. You know what's going to unravel Shtaris? Remember, there are three conditions that have to be met. Kedusha Kesef, Ein Paidin, and Ein Kinyan Agav. Right? Karka was undone by Agav, Avon was undone by Paidin. You know what's going to undo Shtar Chayv Shel Acherim? You won't believe this. You won't believe it. What's going to undo Shtar Chayv Shel Acherim? Agav? Forget it. Ein Paidin? Forget it. What's going to undo it? Kedushin. Zok de Rashash, you can't be Bekadosh Yidisha v'shtachayv shel acherim. It just doesn't work. Excuse me, it doesn't work? Did anybody learn Kedushin memzayim memches that says that it does work? What's the answer? What did Rashash say? In one half a line, Rashash was mechavik to something. Akoshali, the nerev v'shtachayv sheish v'lachem, the mekachim of ein poyim megdesh, the kli yalma. What does the Rashash mean with that one more? What does the Rashash mean with that one more? What does the Rashash mean with that one more? Forget about marriage for a second. You want to sell a shtachayv to somebody. I have a shtachayv, I want to transfer ownership to somebody for a shtachayv. How do I do that? Anyone tell me, please, Pashta Kinyanim, how to sell a shtachayv? Can someone share something with me? How do I go about doing that? So the Gemara says there are two things that have to be done called ksiva mesira. I have to actually hand over the shtachayv to somebody, to the recipient, and I have to write him a shtar mechira on the shtachayv. It's a mud thing. It's a strange thing. Usually, shtar is a fakarka and mesiris from a tatlin, and a shtachayv is nishkach and nishmatatlin. It's a combination of both. So, again, if you learn about the bas in the fifth break, you figure that one out. Ksiva mesira. There's a major machlekes harishayim about the very institution of mechira shtachayv. Does the Torah accept such a thing? Is the Torah geirei such a thing called the mechira shtachayv? Is this a kinyan there? Is this part of Pashas HaKinyanim in Deraisa? Or this whole thing was made up mid the Rabbanim? Hakol Nikol called the whole mechira shtachayv is only mid the Rabbanim. Mid Chila V'Yatzef. There's no such animal called mechira shtachayv mid Deraisa. You can sell karka because it's gufa mum. You can sell papalzu. You can't sell a raya. The Torah isn't misyaches to raya. Major machlekes in Rishonim. Who knows, just parenthetically, before we get to the punchline. The Rambam Shita on this matter. The Rambam says, Yadua Mefursum, that Mechira Shtachayv is onim the Rabbanon, and that's why you can do what? You can be Michael. What kind of mishigasa can be Michael? I sell you something, I can be Michael? I sell you a car, and then 20 minutes later I say, oh, by the way, I'm Michael, the original car, and therefore I want to sell it to somebody. What do the words mean? What do you mean, Michael? You transferred it already. Once you already sold the shtachayv, it's not yours anymore. What do you mean, Michael? The Ram says, Mikulei kinyanim derabanan shonokan. It's only because kinyan shtachayv is only midirabanan, mechir shtachayv doesn't exist in the Torah, that the Chachamim built this into the system and said, well, it's only kinyan derabanan, therefore it's nitan lemechir. That's the famous shita of Rambam. And Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Rambam. Rabbi Natan says, it's not true, mechir shtachayv is deraisa. Why can it be Michael? I don't know why. What? Because the famous Rabbi Natan, HaKazach, that the brisker Rabbi Natan, Shnei Shibudim Heim, says Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, by the way, if you look throughout Shas, Rabbi Natan was such a brisker. Everything is two dinim. If you look at Rabbi Natan so many times, he has, there are two dinim of this, there are two shtiyas, there are two shibud, everything is, there are two halachas. It's mamish 800 years before Rav Chaim, mamish pre-brisk, Rabbi Natan thought like that also. Rabbi Natan said that there are two shibudim. Anytime I have a chov against you, you owe bar 100,000 from me, I have two claims against you. One is a shibud haguf. There's a personal relationship of obligation that you have to me. And then there's what we call, what's the second shibud? Shibud nechasim. I can go after your property. The two different halachas, says Rabbi Natan, they don't depend one on another. Says Rabbi Natan, mechir shtar says deraisa. What does that mean? You can sell a shibud nechasim in deraisa. That you can do. Because a shibud nechasim is almost like a kinyan in the karka. I have a lien in the karka. I own karka. When I have a shibud in the karka, I have a something. I have a mashu against the karka. Shibud aguf is not nitan lemechira. It's a relationship. You can't sell a relationship. Says Rabbi Natan, mechira shtar says avada deraisa. But only vis-a-vis the shibud nechasim. The shibud aguf remains between the malva and the original malva and loiva. Says Rabbi Natan, once the malva is meichel the shibud aguf, the shibud nechasim falls by the wayside, because the shibud nechasim emanates from the what? From the shibud aguf, which is part of our other list of 5,000 hakiras. I have one thing that creates two different branches. Does X create A and B independently? Well, X creates A, and A in turn creates B. A halvah took place. A chov was created. Two things now emanate. There's a shibud aguf and a shibud nechasim. Are they independent of one another? Can a shibud nechasim exist without a shibud aguf? Is that possible? To have a shibud nechasim without a shibud aguf? Or does the shibud nechasim only make sense when it emanates from a pre-existing shibud aguf? So Rabbi Natan clearly understood, shibud nechasim doesn't exist in a vacuum. Shibud nechasim only exists if and when there's a shibud aguf. Shibud aguf is not nitan l'mechira, says Rabbi Natan. So memela, when I sell you the shtachayv, I sold you something min ha-Torah. I sold you the shibud nechasim min ha-Torah. You have the right to collect that karka. I still retain the shibud. Once that shibud aguf is broken because I decide to be meichelit, that's it. Nafal yisad, nafal abinyan. Once the shibud aguf is gone, the shibud nechasim comes toppling down. That's Rabbi Natan's famous biur in why mechila works. Machlokes Rabbi Natan and the Rambam. How does the mechanism of mechila work? But a kopanim yadua, there's a machlek, is a rishonim, is mechivish taris derais. The Ram says the whole thing is lahoyud dvar meyolam. There's no such thing as mechivish harayah. You can sell chafatzim, you can't sell rayas, you can't sell dvar mishengu from them. And Rabbi Natan says you can in the Torah. Nuzok de Rashash, based on that machlek, is a rishonim, it'll chop a big enough kibbutz and kiddushim. The Gemara says if you have a kaddish and isha with a shtachayiv, diachem, she's mekudeshes, except for the smichas taas issues. She's mekudeshes. I ask you, should Mekudeshes be the Rais, Mekudeshes be the Rabbanim? What do you think? If you hold that Mechivish Shtaris is the Raisa, that means there is a mechanism of transferring ownership in a Shtar Min HaTorah, then I can transfer ownership of my Shtar Min HaTorah to this woman, and that could be a Mesidah Sakasa. But if you hold like the Rambam, that just doesn't happen. There's no way to pull that stunt off. It's not Nitan Lemechira. If it's not nitan l'mechir, it's not nitan l'nesina. If it's not nitan l'nesina, it's not nitan l'kedushin. Kedushin means I'm giving you the ring. I have to transfer the ring over to you. So if there is no mechanism in halacha that's available to do that stunt, then the kedushin is ois kedushin. It's not kedushin. Aye, the Gemara talks about mishtachayv d'achayv. That must be a kedushin d'rabbanim. In that time, there is no such animal called kedushin with mishtachayv d'achayv. If that Rambam is correct, that there's no such entity called Mekadosh Mishtachayv D'Acherim Min HaTorah, then what is missing, Rabbi Yisai? What do we no longer have? As Ocher Vey, we don't have Mishtachayv D'Acherim as an option. You know why? It doesn't fall short because Ein Poydin, and it doesn't fall short because Ein Oysa Kidinagav. Why does it fall short? Because it's not Kedisha Kesef. It doesn't have the condition of Kedisha Kesef. Therefore, Ein Kedushin Min HaTorah. Because Mechivah Shtaris is only Mitir Rabban according to half. So basically, Rabbi Yisai, guess what? We were so excited because we were 0-2, it was the last game of the World Series, and all we had to score was one run, and we swung, and we hit a ball 409.5 feet. But you know what? The guy caught it at the wall. It's over, it's done. The series is over. Don't worry, if you're Cleveland, you can come back another 60, 70 years. It's all right, no problem, no big deal. Rabbi Yisai, what did we accomplish at this point? What we've accomplished, and we're done, all right? With this part of the sugi, we're done. I mean, not really, but we're done with this part of the sugi. We're done with Taisus Kasha. We're done with the Rosh Hashas, Nichuy, with Pirchas and Pirchas, Chagadjas. We're done with that whole sugi. What we basically proved, it took us 45 minutes to prove, that the Pirch of the Gemara was real. That one line they went, one line of Braisa, Mal Kesdin, Padrehekhtar Braisa Shaini. So yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, we've learned the entire week. We have succeeded in learning almost an entire week on one line of one kasha. Okay? One line in the Gemara. Talking about really covering ground in Shia this year. Okay? First 3 days, we try to figure out what the Podin is. What does Podin and Kinyan have anything to do with each other? So there's a lot of work on that. Now we're analyzing, is this Pircha really as good as it was cut out to be? Maybe this Pircha isn't so great. Maybe there's a Pircha de Pircha. And we have three possible Pircha de Pirchas. We have three of them. Any one of them would have thrown off the Pircha and would have brought the Kavachama back to life and would have not necessitated a Pasuk. Anyone, either Karka, Avadim, or Shtaris. The only thing is, it had to meet three conditions to be a Pircha. Three conditions. Condition number one, it had to be a valid mechanism of Kedusha Kesef. Condition number two, it had to be Ein Poydin. And condition number three, it couldn't have had Ein Koach Agav. If it has Koach of Agav, that's too much for us. We can't deal with that. That shows that it's a different ballgame. It's too powerful. So we had condition one, condition two, condition three. So let's line up the boxes. Karka fell short because of which one? What was wrong with Karka? Which? What? So number three threw off Karka. What threw off Avodim? Maybe Rabbi Meir. Maybe. I mean, we hope and pray for Rabbi Meir. Number two, and what through of Shtaras, lack of Kiddushi Kesef Min HaTorah. So Adkan Divi HaTosfos, Adkan Divi HaRashash's two potential additions to Tosfos. When the dust settles, the Pircha remains. Rabbi Yisai, something else just emanated from this Tosfos. It's almost a sideshow to the Sugya. That never stopped us before. It's a sideshow to the Sugya, but it's something that within the world of Tosfos was Yadua Mefursam. When the Baalei HaTosfos was screaming and fighting and yelling at each other in the Hamad Aleph, is it a Pircha? Is it a Pircha? The Pircha, Tosfos, Rasha. And Tosfos pulled out of their hat condition number 3. Whether or not something is clean about agav makes all the difference in the world. That's what Tosfos said. If it's clean about agav, that affects the drasha. It affects whether it's a good piracha, bia piracha. The characteristic of agav is a pivotal feature in the sugya. There's one conclusion that you have to draw from this Tosfos. And Rabbi Kivega saw it right away on the spot. And what does Rabbi Kivega say in this Tosfos? When Tosfos starts throwing agav into the cholent, Rabbi Kivega says, "Ayin bavakama daf yud beis in Tosfos." Did anyone take up Rabbi Kivega's advice? Did anyone take my advice? I think I put it on the Mamakamis. One thing is clear as day from Tosfos' Kedushin of Hem and Aleph. The Tosfos had a certain understanding about Kinyan Agav. Again, this is not our sugya, but Tosfos made it our sugya. Kinyan Agav is a strange, strange Kinyan. It's strange on multiple levels because it's the only Kinyan that we have, almost the only Kinyan that doesn't really have a Maisa Kinyan. I think a Kinyan in the Kaak, and all of a sudden, hocus pocus, I get the Batal, let alone. So there's no Maisa Kinyan in the Batal, that's okay. But there's something very strange, not about Kinyan Agav, but about the source of Kinyan Agav. Menon immediately, where does Kinyan Agav come from? Every other Kinyan under the sun, well, not all of them, but some of them. The Gemara calls Pesukim 4, and those Pesukim are usually, sometimes, in Chumash. I mean, come on, Torah, Moses, Konos, we know. That's a Pesukim Chumash, right? According to Rashi, it is. According to Ramban, it's a Svar, but that's just good. Mashiach, according to Rish Lachish, it's a Pesukim Chumash. Kinyan Chazoch is a Pesukim Chumash. Kesef Shtar, a little bit shaky by Karka, but Agav is really shaky because the best the Gemara could come up with was a pasuk from where? Divrei HaYomim. So there are two assumptions in that. Number one, you know Divrei HaYomim exists. You were to find it. And you would know that it's not part of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Okay? Probably that disqualified many people in the room. Any of those above assumptions. The pasuk, a famous pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. It's like Ramosha. Somebody once came to one of Ramosha's grandchildren or something, named a baby. And it was one of these obscure, you know, almost not like a very modern Hebrew name. They were a little bit embarrassed to tell Rav Moshe what the name was. They thought he would be a little, it wasn't an Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe or something. So they told him the name, so Moshe said, beautiful, beautiful name. Right out of Divrei HaYomim. Rav Moshe knew, so from Divrei HaYomim. So Gemara says, Benon Emil, there's a kid in Agav, Vayitalem Avia, Mari Mitzura, Kesav Azam, Ari Mitzura, Spihuda, Pasuk, wow, beautiful Pasuk. Which raises a red flag. Is that a din deraisa? Is that a din derabanan? Paul Gemara Kedushin Achavah. Is that a din deraisa? Din derabanan. Now, what leads us to believe, well, it's probably only din derabanan, is because it's not a pasuk in Chumash. On the other hand, the Gemara is in multiple places, or the Gemara will throw out a din and say, what's the mark of the Gemara called your pasuk in Navi Yaksubim? And the Gemara will always, well, very often, will follow up with a follow up question. What's the question? Gemara's in Tainus have that, Gemara's in Hen have that. Ad Asi Yecheska Man Amra. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel. This is the din. And until Yecheskel came, what were they doing for the first 1,000 years of Judaism from Har Sinai to Yecheskel? So what does the Gemara say? Come on, the Gemara says what? Hulchos Ahiv Yasbechino Yecheskel Akra. Yecheskel is not the source for the din. Yecheskel is describing Lahav the Uf of those. Yecheskel is writing a history book. So when you write a history book, sometimes you'll be describing phenomena that existed. Yecheskel is not the source. Le'dab Hashem al Yecheskel Lehimor. No, the Cheskel is describing, he's got a Nevuah, he's describing Derech Nevuah, what had been the long-term practice in Klal Yisrael. Where did we have a similar idea about a Kinyan that doesn't even have its roots in Chumash, but it's most probably Deraisa? What is that? Chalipin, we sure spent a lot. The Gemara thought Chalipin works for Kedusha, that sounds pretty Deraisa-ish. Nobody questioned whether Chalipin is a Kinyan Deraisa. And we had Dvar Avraham who thought it's an objective, subjective, you know, different kinds of Kinyan, but just because it's a Navi, it's not a dead giveaway that's only Derabanan. So, Kinyan Agav is a tricky one. So Kivega makes this a Arab Altiyarin and Babakama that from Tosfos and Kedushin of Hamad Aleph, there's no question how Tosfos waited on this topic. Kinyan Agav is a full fledged bona fide Kinyan Midaraisa. Because it would only be a Kinyan Derabanan, if the institution of Agav would be a Kinyan Derabanan, then which of these three characteristics would clearly not be relevant of discussing our Sugya? Koch Agav. Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to figure out, do we need Pesukim, Kavachim, is that what these are deraisas? We're trying to create Kedushin deraisa of Kesav and Shtar. We're trying to create Minayin Shaf Shtar Minat Torah. We're getting married with deraisa. We don't get married with the Rabbanu. We want to be married to our wives Minat Torah. So we try Kedushin deraisa, And the Gemara thought it was the Kav HaChomer, and he asked me a Pircha, and you're refuting the refutation of the refutation of the refutation based on a Din Derabanan. What are you kidding? So clearly, for the fact that Taisus threw Kinyan Agav into this cholent, it's clear that Taisus held, if it belongs in the mix, then it must be a Deraisadika characteristic. I think it's fair enough. So it's a Gevalik idea from Rabbi Kidega. And who's the Bar Plukta of this Taisus? Taisus himself. Taisus in other places. Now again, don't forget, if I find another Taisus that says, nope, Kinyan Agav is only Derabanan, aye, but what do you do with the Pirchas, the Pirchas, the Pirchas? What can you always fall back on? Right? If I'll dig you up another Taisa, I'm going to show you a Taisa in Baba Kama in a minute. The Taisa says, Tem Mole, Kinyan Agav's Derabanan. Ooh, Kinyan Agav's Derabanan. So this third characteristic doesn't really exist. Ooh, wait a second. Hey, I got a good Pircha of the Pircha, right? So Taisa's in trouble. So the answer is, well, that may be Taisa Rosh, because we don't know what the other Taisa held about this Taisa and Taisa Rosh. We know already from the days of Balei Taisa this was a raging issue. So believe it or not, we just made two issues totally zebazeh. Any Rishon who holds that Kinyan Agav, any Taisus I'm going to dig up in Shas that says Kinyan Agav is derabanan, by default must subscribe to Tosa Rosh and Asugya. Because if you don't find Tosa Rosh, there's no way to answer Tosa's Pircha to Pircha. So if I would have told you this yesterday, listen to these two things that are totally zebazeh. What your opinion about Kinyan Agav is, and what you think the parameters of asking pirchas and pirchas of kesef and shtar and padre hektashas are, and I would say those two things are totally zibazib. You hold like one in one, like the other in the other, you would have said I'm off my rafa. But I just proved to you that the two are totally zibazib. Because if you don't buy into the Tosa Rosh, then you must subscribe to Tosa's conclusion that Agav is deraisa. Any Tosas anywhere in Shas that disagrees, that differs with that Tosas, is automatically Tosa Rosh territory talking. It's poshut, right? Obvious. Those two shalas are totally zebazeh. Because otherwise, you can't answer Tosas' dilemmas in the family. Unless you're into the Balitha, right? If you're into the Balitha, then everything changes. But you know, we weren't even so into that Balitha because we thought the Balitha was post to be also the Hoysa, against the Tosas. Good, 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 correct. Why is Tosas Bava Kama talking about Kinyan Agav being deraisa derabanan? The sugya of Agav is in Kedushin Chavav. What's it talking about in Bava Kama? So the Gemara in Baba Kama has a startling, startling sugya, one of the strangest sugyas. All of a sudden, beginning in Baba Kama, and it came about Mamish Derech Agav, because those of the first paragraph of Baba Kama may remember that the Ula Amar Abalazah sugyas. Ula says something in the name of Abalazah that's relevant for Baba Kama, relevant for some of the Zikin Shaila, and the Gemara then goes on to list another five other statements that Ula said in the name of Abalazah, eating less and less to do with that topic. One has to do with Pinjin Aben, and one has to do with Avadim, and one has to do with how to make a kidding Meshicha, and one has to do with one has to do with fake fakers and Hukas Nida. Mamish, not to do with anything. But when you're learning Baba Kama, so it gives you like a little bit of a breather, because when the guys, you know, 12 plot in the row, they're learning all about Nezikin, so it gives you a little break. You know, it gives you like two plot of, you know, just tore through Shas, anything Ula send the name of Rabbi. So it's the Ulam of Laws, a little digression. It's like the Ain Danes in, you know, the first paragraph of Megillah. You know, get a little bit of a digression. So comes the Gemara and it quotes a Machlekes Amarayim, the Ulam and Rabbi Laws, and the Rav Nachman gets into the fray, and Machlekes Tanoim, Avadim Hukshalakakos, or Avadim Lo Hukshalakakos. Machlekes Tanoim, Machlekes Amarayim, Avadim Hukshalakakos, or Hukshalakakos. The Gemara doesn't even use those phrases. That's not the correct. Avad Madinim Kekakos and not Dinim Kekakos. And the Gemara has three Nafkaminas Ladina. Two Bladim of Akama and three Nafkaminas Ladina, whether an Evid is like Karaka or not. Anyone know what the three Nafkaminas are? Anyone know? Three possible Nafkaminas. Anyone know? Gaivin or Ain Gaivin? What does it mean, Govin or Ain Govin? Shimon borrows $1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon comes to collect the loan. Can he collect from his karka? Reuben says, I can't find anything to pay. I don't have any cash now. Can Shimon go after the karka of Reuben? That's super zishtar, right? Can he go after it? Good. Can he go after the metalklin of Reuben? No, we can't go after the Metallic and Reuben. Reuben's alive and well. What does the Gemara say? Filo what? Ever read Exuberis? Filo the Gleam of Yal Kasve. Take the shirt off your back. So if Reuven's still alive, Reuven's here, you can go after whatever you want. Go after the Kaiko, go after the Metaltlin, whatever you want. So MK, who cares whether an Evid is like Kaiko or Metaltlin? Doesn't make a slightest bit of difference. The Gemara says you're right. But what if we're not going after Reuven? What if Reuven's not here anymore? We're going after Reuven's what? You have to use Yershim. Oh, you're going after Yershim? Yershim, you can only go after Kaka, you can't go after Metal. Why is that? So that's a big machlokes Yershim. Why? That's a Gemara, but it's not clear why that's true, but whatever the reason is, that's the answer. That's the bit. That you can only go after Kaka or not Metal. So the Gemara is machlokes Amaroim. Can you go after the Avodim post the death? You have a Kananis, post the death of the Loiva. So the Gemara says, it depends. If you hold the Avodim like Kaka, then yeah, if you hold the Avodim like Metal, then nay. That's enough to give you number one. Great. Anyone know enough to give you number two? I haven't talked with that in about 2 years or so. Prusbul. You owe me $1,000. It's two days before Rosh Hashanah. You're not paying up. I want to make sure I'm going to get this loan collected. So I run to my trusty Beis Din Hillel Zaken, and he writes up for me a Prusbul. Prusbul basically means I'm handing over symbolically all my chayvus over to Beis Din, and I'm allowed to go and collect the chayvus after Shemitah. Right? We spent a lot of time talking about this in the Shemitah days, right? Last year, we must have given shiur about this. No? Hashanah time, I said, Prusbul works. There's one condition, there's many conditions, one very important condition about Prusbul is what? Prusbul only works if the Lova owns what? Karka. Not much karka. Really very small amount of karka. Not much, but he has to own some karka. If the Lova doesn't own any karka, then there's no Prusbul. Why is that? By high? Also the Chags of Rishonim. So many Rishonim say, because to lend somebody money if the recipient of the Lova doesn't have karka, it's a milsav no shchicha. Who would ever lend them a shchicha? You'd be a shugra. I'm going to lend you $1,000. You don't have karka? So 99% of the time, loans are only given out to people who have karka to back it up. So if you have a milsav, the lo shchicha lo goes where one. The chomer never misak in prusbul for the crazy case of lack of karka to the levy. That's what some shem. Some shem have a different beer. It doesn't matter for now. How much karka do you have to have? The Gemara says a low plug, even the smallest amount. And it can even be rented. Even if the lover doesn't own it, if he rents an apartment, that's also good enough. As long as he has some shaykh, has some karka. Anyone here own karka? Anyone under the age of 25 own karka? Didn't think so, right? Most people don't own karka. How do you guys write prusbuls? Did you guys write prusbuls list? Shmita. No. The Lova, right? No one wrote a prusbul against you last year. You can laugh at the Malva. It's no good if you don't own karka. So years ago in YU, it used to be the lockers they used to have in the main base medrash used to be nailed into the base medrash, into the wall. They took them out subsequently. So someone had argued that if you rent a locker from an SOI, so you have a mechub l'karka. It's a very, very small piece of karka. You can stick about two gemaras in there. Not the other gemaras, but regular gemaras. And you need like three lockers to get one of the other gemaras in. But, so there was a big pilpul about 28 years ago or so, 29 years ago, 4 shemitas ago, whether those lockers are good enough to be karka for the purpose of writing a prusbul. When I was in high school, so it was a shemitah year, so we're all getting ready to write prusbuls, and nobody owned karka. So Rabbi Riskin was the principal of my high school many, many moons ago in Riverdale. So we remember we're getting ready to write prusbuls, and so it was over that no other kids have karka. What are we wasting our time writing prusbuls? So at the time, the city of Efrat was a pipe dream, but it was on. There were like pictures of it of open land somewhere. And Rabbi Riskin owned some land in the soon-to-be the town of Efrat. So he was mocked at each bachur in the yeshiva, a little 1 inch of land. Probably worth a lot of money now. 1 inch of land everyone owns altogether. We could have a backyard in Efrat of land, so we could all write prusbuls. So there are a lot of kunsim how to write prusbuls as well. But if the malva knows that the lower doesn't have money, so the malva is mocked their piece of land to the lower. So he was mocked to all of us, and therefore if anyone wanted to write prusbuls, we can now be mocked a part of that to the lower. It's fine. Okay, so between your locker and SOY that doesn't exist and the land of Ariskin's backyard, which I don't know would exist either, so you're really going to make billions of dollars off this character, but at least you can write prusbuls. So Rabbi Say, go back to that story. So Gemara wants to know the following. I want to write a prusbul against somebody, and the loiva doesn't have not an inch of karka, but he has a what? Oh, he owns an Eved Kenani. He's trusted Eved Kenani. Can you write a prusbul on the Eved? I don't mean to write it on the hand of the Eved. Can you write a prusbul a la Eved, namely that you could use the Eved as the karka or not? So he went, oh, it's the same Shiloh. If you hold it Eved's like karka, then you have a Zishka karka that name. So far, so good. What's the third nafka mina, which the Gemara eventually rejects? On technical grounds, what?
Agav.
Use an eved to be kind of agabo metalpilin. If you hold an eved like karka, then you have hold the metalpilin. In the end, the Gemara rejects it because it's movable karka, it's not the same as Reza Chaim. You know, we know too much, that's a problem. Okay, but at least at this stage of the Gemara says, there was a three-point machlokes between Ula and Rabbi Lozen and Nachman. Everybody's getting into the fray of things. But the year of Adam, all like karka, not like karka, a whole chadgadja. You read this Gemara, and you begin to scratch your head. What's bothering you when you read this Gemara? You're learning a blot and a half from Baba Kama, and the Gemara is raising this universal question about, are Avadim like Karka or not like Karka? And these are the three nafkaminas. What's the scratching on the head? All Dafyami people. I won't ask you to stand up, but figuratively speaking, these are the three nafkaminas, whether Avadim like Karka. This is all there is right no more. No one ever heard of a Mishnah above Metziah Daf Nun Vav that says, Einishban Lakakos, the Einishban Lavadim, because of Adam Lakaka. No one ever heard of the same Mishnah above Metziah Daf Nun Vav that says, Eino No Lavadim, because Eino No Lakakos. And in the same exact Mishnah it says, Eimisham and Kaif Lavadim, because Eimisham and Kaif Lakakos. There are Kama, Vakama, Vakama, Vakama Dinim, that Avadim Lakakos. Now, you want to hold like Rabbi Meir, or maybe it was the Das Yochim, but not even Messiah Chayes to Rabbi Meir. There's a Stam Mishnah against nobody in the world possibly, until the Rashash don't even heard of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara is pumping about almost trivial things. Gaven, ain't Gaven, principle, no principle, agav, not agav. What happened to the big boss? What happened to the real sugyas of Avadim and Kakos? What happened to Shvuas, to Onos, to Kefa, the real big boys? What are we talking about, these little minuscule Nafkadina Vadina? What's going on? So Tosfos in Bava Kama Daf Yud Beis presents the following mahalach. Tosfos says, "Kulei Alma loPligi that min haTorah avadim alai karka, except for Rabbi Meir. Forget Rabbi Meir. Why does everybody agree avadim alai karka calls? It's a pasuk in Chumash. It's nachaltem aysam levneichem acharechem lereshas achuzah leolam mehem tavoidu. What can I do? That Torah karen achuzah. In the Torah Kedoshah the Rebbeinu Shem B'chachmaso Elyona says." That avadim adinim kakakos. I don't understand it. Karka is, I'm standing on karka. My eved's walking with me. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand this. But you know what? I don't understand paradum either, and I still practice the rule. I don't understand it. There's a lot of things I don't understand. So Rebbeinu Shlomo Kazakh says the class of avadim hukshim kakakos. The emphasis says this. Any din deraisa that we don't ultimately understand. Why is it ain't no kakakos? I have no idea. Why ain't nishbar kakakos? Why is it okay for kakakos? Why? I have no idea. I don't understand it. But that's the way it is. So avadim like a ghost, I don't understand it. But mendevam amurim avadim like a ghost, that's when we're dealing with pre-existing dinim deraisa. When we as rabbanim are legislating new halachas, we're sitting in the Beis HaNagadol and instituting new dinim derabbanan. And now we have to ask ourselves, within this new framework of dinim derabbanan that we're instituting, should we treat avadim like a ghost or not? What would the answer to that question? You were sitting in the Lishkas HaGoz sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of Ulan Rav Nachman. I just gave you a big span of 2,000 years of almost Jewish history. And you're sitting together at some days then and legislating. We have a whole list of Dinim D'Rabbanan we're about to institute, and there are going to be differences between Karka and Metaltalin. Where should we place Abbanan? What would you say? What would you say? Who's going to explain to me? Get up and present an argument. You think Abbanan should be like Karka? The only argument you could possibly advance would be what? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa. If that's the Torah's bottom, we don't understand it, we're going to follow suit. To which the other 36 members of the Sanhedrin scream and say, what? No. We're not dealing with the Raisa. We're making Din Rabbanan. Between you and me, is our Avadim closer to Metalton or closer to Karka? Come on, give me a break. An Eved is not closer to a Behemoth than it is to a piece of Karka. The Behemoth walks, the Eved walks. The Behemoth eats. The evidence. Karka doesn't walk, Karka doesn't eat. There's no connection, living and dead, between Karka and Avodim. So, when we were stuck with Dinim Deraisa, what do you want from us? But when we're dealing with Dinim Derabana, are we making up the rules? They have to make sense. And somehow, this is going to play out here. So, that was the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Heilige Tanoim, which resurfaced in the days of the Amoraim, and that was the root of the whole Sugya of Baba Kama Daf Yud Beis. says Tosfos, the Gemara never talks about anything that smacks of deraisa on Daf Yud Beis and Bava Kamma, because that was open and shut. Except for Rabbi Meir, who had his own way of denying the Hekesh. He had a different version of Avodah Mekarkos. Forget about Rabbi Meir. Everybody else bought into the idea that Minatayr Avodah Mekarkos. Finished. The Bedra Amurim for Shavuos, we don't know if it's Keshel. The Dinim de Rabbanan, it's an open question, was Lachlokes. Lachlokes Ephraim, Lachlokes Ephraim. And which of the three Dinim de Rabbanan did the Gemara isolates? What are the three Dinim de Rabbanan? These are the three Dinim de Rabbanan. Says Taisus, these are all Dirabanan. Not a question, these are Dirabanan. If these are not Dirabanan, then Taisus' whole theory just went out the window. So Taisus must show you now that each one of these three parts of the Sugya and Bava Kamma Beis is absolutely crystal clear Dirabanan, Bali, Shum, Sofik. Or else the whole Teretz is gone. Can somebody help Taisus, please? Because they're drowning Taisus. If they can't prove this, then the hope still turns itself by the wayside. Which of these three do you think is Dirabana without anything to discuss? Prusbul is the only one I can think of because it's the Kaddish Hill. That's the Din Dirabana, Baruch Hashem. Gaivin or Ingaivin? You think there's a Din Dirabana? Doesn't this depend on one major question called Shibudawa? Shibudah deraisa, Shibudah derabanan. Yeah, do them for stuff. A major machlekes. We spent a lot of time in this last year, didn't we? This principle of Shibud dechasim, is this a deraisa, is this a derabanan? This is far from agreed upon. This is a machlekes in the Gemara at the end of the Basra, in the first Kedushin Dachat, Dafid Gimel. So Taisa says, Al Karchach, because we just told you so, says Taisa, we just told you that this Sugya is derabanan. It must be that this Sugya is assuming that Shibud is derabanan. Or else we can't make heads and tails out of this sugya. So Taisa says, Baruch Hashem, we're two for two. Prusbul, Zichah Derabanan, this is also, everything's Derabanan, or else the whole sugya doesn't make any sense. So this Derabanan, now we get to the grand finale. Everything is hinging upon this piece of truth. Says Taisa, we're going to go out on a limb and say, Kinyan Agav's Derabanan. And how do we know it's Derabanan? Because it's not a pasuk of Chumash, only a pasuk of Devaryam, and Devaryam, that's a code phrase for Derabanan. Says Tosfos, we're three for three. Prusbul was easy. Govan and Govan, we played around a little bit. Agav, we did a little bit of surgery on. We're three for three. Everything is Dirabanan. Shalom al Yisrael. The Gemara Bava Kamma reads like a charm. Everyone's happy. Everyone's happy except for who? Who is not happy? Not happy at all. Tosfos and Kedushin is not happy. Because according to Tosfos and Kedushin, the way they read Kedushin Daf Hei, unlike their colleagues in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Beis, unlike the Tosfos Rosh people, the way Tosfos and Kedushin Daf Hei, in order to get the pirch of the pirch of the pirch of the pirch in the right direction, to end all the chips falling in the right place, they had to assume that Agav is Deraisa. If you assume that Agav is Deraisa, then that option of reading the Gemara in Bava Kamma three Nafkaminas and being the Derabanan Nafkaminas is no longer an option. And Tosfos and Kedushin Daf Hei is forced to go back to the drawing board of Bava Kamma Daf Yud Beis and reread that sugya and re-ask the same question: Manishtana, these three cases, if Avodah Mehukshel Karkos for Shavuos, for Onah, and for Kefil, Manishtana these three, and don't say Derabanan. That's the bad word, because that's not going to explain the Agav story. So is everyone beginning to see how these sugyas are now overlapping? You can no longer learn Kedushin Daf Hei and Aleph without having a Gemara Bava Kamma base open at the same time, because the sugyas are overlapping in all directions. This is one sugya. At first glance, they have nothing to do with each other. One's talking about Kedushin Shtar, and one's talking about Prusbul and Ein Gavin. What do they have to do with each other? They have everything to do with each other. The underlying feature is, what's your take on Kedushin Agav? So how you learn Kedushin Chavav about Agav being Deraisa Derabanan is going to impact Kedushin Daf Hei, which in turn is going to impact Bava Kamma Daf Yud Beis. So hopefully Hashem, tomorrow we have to go back to Bava Kamma Yud Beis and look for an alternate shot. We know it's got to exist, because if it doesn't exist, then Tazik Kedushin is up the creek. So that's hopefully tomorrow.